Game On 2FM.
In association with Rabo Direct, the straight talking savings bank.
Eamon, they're dropping like flies now, Kerry. He's lost another one today in Declan O'Sullivan, but I mean, at the age of 30, it seems young enough for him to retire.
Yeah, it's young for Declan, all right. John Declan, I suppose he's 31 in December. But I suppose it's more so the amount of miles that he has in the clock rather than his age. You know, he was anxious. He was hoping maybe to continue into the 2015 season, but having had both knee injuries assessed in the last month or so, you know, it became clear to himself that it would be probably beyond him to try and get to the levels that he needs to be at for 2015. So he decided then that it was time to move on, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was trying to get corrective surgery in his knees, wasn't he, to get them right for next season?
That was basically it, and I think he needed a procedure in both knees. So it was going to be slow, and there was going to be a lot of rehab work involved in it. And you know, it was always going to be a struggle, I suppose, to get back to the levels that's okay if you're in your early 20s. But you know, with someone like Declan who has played for so many years and played long into the season for so many years, it was going to be a big ask. And when you factor in work and family and other situations, then it was probably making it impossible.
It just shows you the kind of huge commitment that he's made to both club and county down the years, doesn't it?
Incredible, yeah. He's an incredible servant, and he always has been. But I mean, with us this summer, he really put himself on the line to get from game to game. He got a knock at the end of the Clare game in the Munster semi-final. And he got through the Munster Championship fine, but after that, it really was a case of managing his knees just to get him from game to game, and he had to really dedicate himself for that. He did an awful lot of one-on-one training, and you know, the medical team, our physios, Eddie Hartnett and Ger Keane and Patrick Cochran, did a lot of one-on-one work with him. They managed to kind of keep him going through the summer, and Declan's own determination to get from game to game, but he did. He sacrificed an awful lot this summer to try and get the last drop out from South Far Kerry.
I see a quote from you today saying he had a stubborn streak. Can you expand on that?
I think you'd be better off asking himself about that, maybe. Yeah, he's he was just, look, in relation, he had a fantastic stubborn streak. It was a great part of his nature that he was very very determined, and he wouldn't give up regardless of what obstacles were put in his path. And it was part of what made him great, really. And you know, I'd say it's a part of his character that he'd be proud of himself. But yeah, he was definitely as stubborn as a mule. I think the rest of the players would enjoy that for sure.
Indeed. And what kind of legacy do you think he's left behind? I know he's 5 All-Irelands, 2 as captain.
Yeah, he's left an incredible legacy. But I think, you know, that for people that were in the dressing room with him, it isn't really about what he's won. It's what he contributed in terms of the leadership he brought to the dressing room and the way he'd be regarded by the other players. And, you know, even this summer, as the summer was going on, when he was finding it physically difficult, the way he adapted to a role coming in off the bench to finish games out for us, the way he adapted to that role and kind of took it head on and took pride in it, it was a great sign of him. So I think, you know, the legacy he leaves is of one of Kerry's best ever players, and definitely one of Kerry's best leaders that ever wore the green and gold as well.
Game On 2FM.
In association with Rabo Direct, the straight talking savings bank.